Blog Talk Radio.
Please, if y'all can hear us, let us know we're coming in. Let me pull this. You know what? Let me get my other phone here just for a second, okay?
Let me get my other phone because I got something I need to show. Sounds like this is coming across pretty dang good, but that's all right.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Somebody has unplugged my charger, and my phone ain't charged. And it's sitting there like it's been charged. Sitting on a charge, and it's been off for days for it to be that dead. Wow. Be y'all so ready, huh? Yeah, I was going to
get a quick charge on.
You know what I mean? All right. Well, bless y'all to see y'all right now. Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. I bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name. Yeah, give me that. You got it one. Is it working? No, that's a USB-C.
Okay.
That's a USB-C.
I heard it. See it.
That much.
I need a C cord.
Oh, yes, sir.
I need to switch over. I got one.
It will, but I need a C cord. A C cord, you know, the cord that goes with my iPad. All right, glory to the King. Well, we here. I bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name. We got a C cord in there.
Okay.
Of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We thank each and every last one of you for being here tonight. We have had a wonderful, wonderful feast. And the feast of the Most High Yah has definitely inspired. What do you think, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
We got Brother Yashah and his family here, Brother Yashah. Doing a dang good job up in the DMV area. They've been here with us the whole week. Just inspired. Are you not inspired, my brother?
That's the best word. Inspired is the best word. Inspired.
Encouraged.
Encouraged, strengthened, edified, corrected.
You can go on with the synonym.
On and on and on.
It's just, we cannot... Hey, let's give a hand praise though to the Most High.
Well, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To be alone is one of the all praise to God. It's even amazing to feel the anointing when you just clap your hands to it too. Like you can't clap your hands and anointing. Bam. Hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
I mean, if I can just put it in a good old modern day modest way, man, the Most High, yeah, he showed out. He showed out.
Yes, sir.
At this feast, we had such a wonderful time with our family. And we got Brother Gideon.
Hallelujah.
Here from North Kakalaki, North Carolina. What did you think about this feast?
Wunderbar. Wonderful.
Just wonderful.
Wunderbar. Most high, yeah, sir.
Just, it was a joy to see each and every last one of you who, in honor of the Most High Yah and obedience to his word, who has spent the time, the energy, and the effort to cross land and sea, lakes. We've had people drive here literally all the way from the West Coast to be here. And as the book says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Man, it was a joy to see y'all faces and all the brand new people faces and the little children. And that was a lot of babies. That was a lot of babies. A lot of babies. It was a We had a wonderful time. We're still having a wonderful time. But we had such a wonderful time at the feast. I can't even begin to describe, especially Passover, unleavened bread. And then Shabbat morning, Pastor Corey preached up. An awesome message, man. He just left literally no wiggle room for the devil. None whatsoever at all. The devil can't get no wiggle room out of that. He just tore it up. All these people mocking. There we go. We got Monkey Bastard in here.
All right.
Love the way you love Jesus. Pastor, $300 super chat. Monkey, man, he be in the house, huh? Nicole Gordon, $5 super chat. All right, okay. Swan Love, $50. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and keep on rolling here. Got a few things we need to cover. Thank y'all for your gifts, your offerings, your letter of support, everything that y'all send this way. We're going to do our best to not only use for the work of the kingdom, but to try to improve the land even more so. Because, see, now we have, even more so, we have to, when we built that shower house down there, we built it for the people because we don't use it. We built it for the feast days. If I had to do it all over again, I probably would have built it up again on block and then did all the plumbing and then poured a slab and make the foundation more solid, if you know what I mean. We may have to end up just doing that anyway.
You talking about the original, sir?
No, the one's got a 5-star down there on the side. People are still staying clean. Some people got makeshift showers. Yeah, Charlie didn't count the shower. You had one of them, didn't you?
I did, sir.
Got good. And, but I cannot say enough, man. I tell you, man, my heart was indicted in a good matter. It truly was. It truly was. I don't even know if we're going to make it to this tonight. I was actually going to talk about some of the government stuff. Had a few bullet points up here. We may not even make it to that tonight because of how everything is going so well with the Israelites. And then all the children got filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm. All the adults that got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everywhere. Well, this time, for some reason, Satan was upset because the demons didn't like it. We couldn't even get halfway through two lines of spiritual warfare prayer. The natives and wrestlers, man, they just took off on us. It just is what it is.
Philippines had three, Phil.
They got three of them, all in the Philippines.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I had some people send me some messages that they was watching service and got filled with the Holy Spirit. They sure did, just watching it. And they just got filled. They just participated as if they was here and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Y'all is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Yahshua. And to see all y'all faces, especially after we dealing with this so-called epidemic, which could turn into a plague. I'm going to leave it at that right there. I'll talk more about it on Patreon. But I tell you, I'm just so elated, overwhelmed, still humbled. I'm so humble, so humble. And then all the food that y'all cook, my size was like, every time I turn around, somebody was bringing food to the door that they cooked. And of course, you know, especially Summer, man, she loved it. Man, she would, I mean, they was making sure, please make sure Pastor get this. You know, she's seeing me salivating, you know what I mean? And boy, I tell you, good food too. Grouper, snapper, beer can chicken.
Try the cake.
What cake?
Just the whole cooked cake for you.
Oh, I ate that cake.
Oh, that cake,
I ate some cake. Sure did. And I can just go on and on. But man, I tell you, I had a wonderful time with the children. And I really, truly did. I had a wonderful time with children, and I was just excited to see everybody. I was literally excited to see everybody. But I'll tell you what, it did teach everybody that you need to be a little bit more prepared because we had rain, like flash flood rain, like you just would never believe. Don't let that put a damper and spoil. Just become more prepared. And if y'all notice, these Walmart tents, they don't work. You got to invest in a good tent, especially if you're coming from Tabernacle, you're going to be here for 8-10 days or something like that. You need to get a good tent.
I once cried once.
Get a good, invest in a good tent. Hmm? So use your COVID check for that. Your stimulus check. I'm telling you, get you a grand tent. But man, I cannot even begin to tell you how it's just so beautiful. But then on the other side, you remember I showed y'all that picture of Blake. Blake, remember the guy Blake up there on the up there? Blake got sentenced to 99 years for life.
Lord.
99. He's going to flatten that out. Now, can you imagine 99 years? Even if he makes it through prison. That was swift, too. I'm going to say it again. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. I didn't write that. Well, we don't think you're anointed. Nobody asked you. It's obvious that if people are listening to me, they ain't listening to you. I'm anointed. And they ain't really truly listening to me, to tell you the truth. They really listen to the Spirit of the Most High. The Spirit is already in them. But that agrees. I posted later, I did a Good Friday message today. Of course, you know, I just told the truth about the history of, you know, the pagan satanic holidays. You learned all this stuff that's in there.
No, sir.
You didn't learn about Good Friday? They didn't teach you about Easter?
I learned about that in Catholic school.
Oh, in Catholic school.
They didn't cover that. They touched on it briefly, but not this one. They didn't go to another.
We may open up the phone line. Guest calling number is 310-982-4226. May open up again. This is good. 310-982-4226. Well, hope y'all had a wonderful piece of unleavened bread. I know we did. Don't forget, if you're getting a call with you, press number one. We'll pull you right on up. But I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to let y'all see it before I put it on here. I think I took a picture of it. Yeah. All right, take three or four takes on it. Look at that. That guy to be on Sesame Street. Nah, and then he did that demonic video.
Oh, that satanic.
Yeah, he's the one that got the Satan shoes, right?
Yeah,
he got blood. He was blood.
You know what the problem with people today is? They don't believe what the Bible says about Satan. They don't believe it. That's Joel Steen and that little thing called Nosh. You know, the satanic guy? Got blood and tennis shoes and in a lawsuit with Nike. Worships the devil, openly and freely admit it, and tells you he's not responsible for your children watching him. And that's Joel Osteen and his wife. Look, what are they doing? Hugging up cheese and taking a picture. See what they're doing? And I keep telling people, they expect Satan to just stay in the lodges, you know, the ones that are just flat out in the open to be devil worshipers. That ain't deceiving. It's deceiving Second Corinthians chapter 11. This saying. Then out there, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, start verse 10. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5, and then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm trying to tell y'all, I got to get this going because, everybody needs to understand that we have a formidable foe. Are y'all hearing me?
Boy's good.
And y'all know me, I'm usually on feet during ball calls. It's good. Bring me a napkin, please. Two or three of them. If you believe the Bible, listen to the book. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse, start verse 10, read.
As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia.
You know, that's one thing. They was trying to stop Paul way back then of boasting. And remember, he said, like the prophet said, they made that boasting yacht. That's what he was doing. And he was so secure in who he believed, what he believed. Not only did he back it up, but he lived it.
Yes, sir.
Are you following? And he would go to assemblies, and some people would think that he was overreaching and overstretching his boundaries.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
They said, who in the world? You know, that man right there, he think he bad. But listen to the way he talked. That's why I keep telling you, the way y'all hear these boogers right here talking today, that ain't the way our people are talking. That ain't the way the apostles talk. No, it ain't.
Come on.
He said, though I be rude in speech,
come on,
yet not in knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That means he had the same speech as Yahshua, because Yahshua would ask people over and over and over and over again, doeth this also offend you? Now, how was he talking unless he was bitter? Now, was it their intent to offend anyone? No. Their intent was to gain. But in order to gain, you cut it off, Ranger. But intent was to gain, put a defibrillator on people's mind to get them to start thinking and hoping that the ruach, because see, when you speak and you're carrying the truth of Yah's word, when you watch how somebody responds, that's when you need to be tuned in to know if y'all is dealing with them or not.
Come on.
And if they have ears to hear, that's when you can start pouring into them. Mm-hmm. Because if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Read that verse again.
As the truth of Christ is in me.
He said the truth of the Messiah is in him. Therefore what?
No man shall stop me of this boasting.
Hello.
In the regions of Achaia.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore? Because I love you not.
Yeah, you hear? You get it, right?
Yeah.
I'm boasting on it. Now you think I'm doing all this because I love you not? Because I love you not?
Come on.
Trying to get them to think. That goes along with Galatians 4:16. Have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth.
Mm.
It does. Listen to the thing that Paul is in. Read.
Y'all knows.
See? What I love you or not, guess who knows? Y'all knows.
Come on.
He goes on to say, read.
But what I do, that I will do.
Hear that? I know sometimes y'all don't understand. You don't comprehend. In this society, we so quick. There's literally no honor and respect for people who serve y'all today.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants to. Y'all want to cool off something? You can open up that door and let it cool off something right there. Nobody wants to honor the men of y'all. I'm talking about real men of y'all, not these damn bastards out here.
Come on.
These damn devils posing as angels of light. I'm talking legit, true, bona fide, born of the water, born of the spirit, got their name written out. Even if you just listen to my cadence don't sound like these boogers right here. And not at all. And Christianity would condemn me, kick me and throw me out of their churches because of the way I talk. Think about that. Paul experienced the same thing in his day. Read.
But what I do, that I will do. That I may cut off occasion.
Oh, oh, oh! That he may what?
Cut off occasion.
He's going to do what he's going to do. Watch this. So that he may cut off occasion. In other words, so he can cut off, meet somebody at the pass who has a desire to want to deceive you, get in front of you, minister to you, who think that they got this truth. What do you read always say? Read it.
That I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion.
Don't it sound like the author freezing them in 1 John that he loved to have the preeminence? What's the brother? Paul said, I can discern them. I know the reason why they're here. It ain't for your good. They're here for their good. They're here to make merchandise of you. That's what Revelation is, right? He says, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to discern and I'm going to head them off at the pass.
Come on. Come on.
You know, these people who love to abuse their authority.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
These people to love to try to rule through fear, coercion, and intimidation.
Come on.
Rather than the fruit of the Spirit.
Come on.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Design occasion. Them that want to make disciples after them own selves.
Yes.
You got to put this thing together, man.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Read on.
That wherein they glory. That they may be found even as we.
What is we? Nothing but humble servants. I'm not trying to get out in front of nobody. Just staying humble. Watch what he says.
For such are false apostles.
No, no, wait a minute. If I tell you that Brian Coward is a false apostle, Leslie a false apostle, you know what I mean? Joel Holstein, damn soul a false apostle. T.D. Snakes, damn soul a false apostle. A lot of these damn Hebrew Israelites out there having Passover and inviting miracles to us. This damn discussion. Such a false apostle. But see, they ain't going to get into it. That's easy. What I'm getting to, I'm getting to what I just showed you. For such are false apostles. Look at Pastor Bishop Joel Osteen and his wife with a devil worship who's got an aunt and an Egyptian eye. Right there on his coat. And then got the horse and all that. And look how they buddied up and hugged up on each other. You think I'm going to hug this nigga?
Hell no.
Huh? Get the hell out of my damn face, devil. That's the kind of reception he gets from me. And including the rest of them, too. I'm not going to be your buddy, chum, and pal, and friend.
Come on.
You serve the devil, and I know it. You my damn enemy. There's no quarter.
Nope.
All I know, you may try to come and smooth your lips smoother than butter. May try to come and deceive me and want to try to make a disciple out of me.
Come on.
I'm going to keep myself on the cutting edge.
Come on.
I'm going to put a difference between the holy and profane. Damn devil. You feel me? Man, this is a ruined speech. This is me pointing a finger, cutting off occasion to some who desire occasion. Watch this. We're going on. For such are false apostles. Watch this.
Deceitful workers.
Now, notice they ain't in the world. I keep telling you, the devil is right. The devil ain't thinking about the world. He got them all hook, line, and sinker. He got them all. I got another caption right here that his little girl says, why do religions have different gods but the same Satan? Huh? Isn't that good? Why do religions have different gods but the same Satan? And you don't think that Satan is going to pose as an angel or like masquerade around. And you don't think he's going to be in the pulpit. And he's going to tell you, I love Jesus. That's what the hook in the jaw is. That's what the deception is. It's when they come along and they act like you, like D. Jerry. Like all these other people that have fallen away. Denzel McGee, all these other people. They came in desiring occasion. Then they get mad at you because you reprove them.
off.
You rebuke them and you cut them off. They didn't want to make you an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine with me.
Come on,
fool. There it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got deserved and they got had. We know what your intent is. Damn devils.
Mm.
Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. See what I mean? Watch this.
Transforming themselves.
Y'all hear that? What are they doing?
Transforming themselves into.
See, these false apostles, these false brothers and everybody, they transform themselves. You know, see, I know, well, I don't know him personally, but I remember Joel Osteen's dad.
Mm-hmm.
He built all that. This damn fool ain't nowhere in the vein of his dad.
Mm.
You know how you would read over in the histories of Israel, you have a righteous king, then his son come behind and he's wicked as hell, but he's leading all of Israel in transgression. This is what this fool is. Right here. That's what he is. Joel Osteen. Big old church up there smiling and cheesing with his fake ass teeth. Soft-spoken. In feminine nature. Hmm? Writing books all over, and you people just as stupid enough to go buy. You know what? But I don't have no problem with people listening to him. Because that has already been talking about. Yahshua said, the blind. Lead the blind. And guess what? That whole entire church, they all going into the ditch. All of them. Every single one of them. Like all these people celebrating Good Friday and Easter Sunday morning. Yeah, grandmama may have been the nicest person in the world. Go ahead and think that you can be stupid and ignorant and dumb. Did not y'all say that these people destroyed for a lack of knowledge? Of course, that wasn't for grandmama, though. Grandmama baked you apple pies. Invite you all over here for Sunday brunch with the family.
Transform.
Yeah, transform it. With a bobbed off head. Bobbed off head. Just transform. And you just love that old deceitful lying ass grandmama. Come over for Easter. And you just as dumb as she was. See? That's what I'm talking about. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bold. Rude and speak. You know what I mean? Cut off occasion with something. See, because when I get finished talking, I'm talking in the vein of Yahshua, and I'm telling you, he ain't trying to win over your wicked-ass family.
Mm.
He's winning over his family.
Right.
Y'all know them that are his, and I know, they was like, oh, man, Pastor, we didn't hear you talk like this all week. Well, welcome back to the saddle.
Well,
we're back in the saddle again. Keeping us on the cutting edge. See, this is what the devil looks like, and this is what the devil does. Read on, teach. Watch this.
Canada calling.
Transforming themselves.
Into a what?
Into the apostles of Messiah.
And that what he doing?
Mm.
Don't he transform himself into an apostle of Messiah? Huh? Read on.
And no more?
When you get to verse 11, you go ahead and start. Watch this one. And then, you there?
14.
Well, keep going. We got to get this over. Look what he said, though. And no marvel. They don't even wonder. Look what he says.
Or Satan himself.
What has he done?
Is transformed.
Into a what?
Into an angel of light.
For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So what does Satan look like? You see what I mean? What the hell does Satan look like? What does he look like, Israel? Mm. He's the first one in the church, in the pulpit, ordained.
Come on.
Together.
Come on. It is.
Chief Priest.
I'm trying
to tell you.
Come on.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't want to know. We want K-Sarah, Sarah, and whatever will be, will be. We want this damn utopia. And then, first thing we're going to do is we're going to point a thing at me, get upset at me.
Come on.
Oh, look how, look, not about the truth that I'm saying, but look how he talked. But damn, look how he talked. He tell you every damn thing you want to hear. And he got his arm wrapped around the devil. Huh? Engineers. Engine damn ears. See the reason why we need the foolishness of preaching, though? Because this preaching, it really, what it does, y'all ordained it. What it does, we already have a spirit of truth in us.
Come on.
Yes. And what happens is when you hear, because remember, he's ordained this to be by hearing. Hearing. Faith come by
hearing.
When you hear it. Alright? As soon as you hear, automatically the spirit of truth kicks in. And you're meditating on these words. Ah, listen to that. Because in Greek, because there's a spirit of truth. He's already in you bearing witness to the truth that's already being spoken. Now get there.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Man, I tell you, man, you can read the whole chapter and be fine.
15.
Keep going.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his minister...
It's what?
His minister.
No, that's what I'm saying. He going to want his ministers right here. Joe Osteen.
Mm-hmm.
No more. If one is minister. What the hell? Listen, ask yourself a question. Mm-hmm. You're a big old mega preacher.
Yes,
mega. Mega! Ask yourself, would Pastor Dow be taking a picture? The only picture you will see with me and him is my foot on his damn neck. That's the only hell picture you see. But get the hell up out of my face. You know why? I told you. We don't make a difference, put a difference between that which is holy and profane. But you know what? You know what? Your children love him. Your mom and daddy love him. Then these devils that are with the devil try to turn around and condemn the righteous because they don't like the way we talk. They don't like how we say things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like the way we look or dress.
Come on.
You know, all these little side shows up.
Yeah.
But will not deal with the truth that has been presented to you from the beginning. No marvel that even his messengers, they transform into an angel of light. Read.
Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
Come on.
Whose end shall be according to their work.
Now, you ain't gonna, nobody's going to hide that. You all going to be judged. Nobody is going to skip that day. You can deceive, mock, jeer, do whatever you want to do in this and in here. But when we get before the king, everything that has been hidden, it's going to be whatever that is in this world that is secret scandal, it is an open book in glory. Y'all hear that? We're going to get back on this for a second, all right? I got an international phone call. I'd like to get to them because I don't want them spending all that money.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? Brother Stephen, Sister Wyndham. All right, call number 705. Now, what I usually do, and we're going to get back on this with y'all. Y'all need to write these scriptures down, too, so y'all know Satan. What we're going to do, what we call the area code. When we call the area code, and you see me stalling like I am now, that's because there's a delay. That way it gives them time to respond and react. If they're listening by the computer, then they can change over to the phone. Go up to another room, you know what I mean? Get a good signal. So, Brother Steve, Sister Wendover in Canada, call number 705-705. Pastor Dow. You're on the Shirt Retreat Radio broadcast. How can I help you, my brother and my sister?
Shabbat shalom, our shepherd and our saints of the Most High, all there on the land and everyone scattered. Glory to King.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. Shabbat shalom, my sister. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. What you got, my brother? Bless you, Sister Wendell. Bless you.
We want to share some experiences here. And I have my brother Michael here that would like to share his experiences throughout this year and as well as over this Passover and his first feast. Oh, we have the whole year. We don't have all day. Oh, okay.
Brother Michael.
How close I got to get?
You're good.
That's good there. Okay.
All right. Shabbat shalom, Shepherd, and Shabbat shalom, all the saints of the Most High. How y'all doing?
We're well. Blessed on the Most High, y'all. Highly favored. Come on with it, my brother.
Yeah, so this Passover was my first Passover. And also last year's Feast of Tabernacles was my first Feast of Tabernacles. It was a great year. Been with Brother Steve since, what was it, last year, March. Did a lot of building. Just so much went by. I know we worked on the septic tank. We did armored stones. We raised the house. We're doing framing and insulation. All these things are new to me, but it's been a blessing learning them. So he's been a great, just a fantastic teacher. Man knows so much knowledge, so just transferring over to him. So, you know, I bless his heart for that, and also sister too, just like a mother, just filling with all his knowledge, and always packing me up with like so much fruits to take home. I can barely stuff my car with it, but this Passover, I remember when you were preaching. Doing the, what was it again? I believe it was this. You said something about if you haven't gotten the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, go to your brother and he'll help fill you with it. And I know Brother Paul, he was over here. And also I know Sister Carla and her son was over here as well. Bless them as well. Yeah, Brother Paul asked me, hey, did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I told him, no, I haven't, man. You know, I said, hey, just come give it to me. And, you know, both him and Brother Steve started just laying their hands on me and started praying. I just started saying hallelujah, just worshiping. All of a sudden, I started going to something I didn't even know was happening. I was like, what is going on? And it just took off from there. That's all I got to say. But,
hallelujah.
You know, yeah, I mean, just... And that's when I guess thank you for being.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
That means we're rejoicing with y'all.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Beautiful.
Hey, bro, Steve, you're getting pretty good with a soap opera on, man.
Hey, that's a Sister Wenda coming in with the lungs.
Oh, that's Sister Wenda, bro. Sister Wenda over there throwing down. Ranger said, praise y'all, Sister, it's better than him.
We all have our roles again.
Hallelujah. Man, it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful joy to hear y'all voices and the wonderful testimony. Now, hear that? But yet, y'all, we don't evangelize.
Pastor, yes, sir. It was just so great to see all our saints, all our family, just praising the Most High and the foot washing. We had our foot washing here, and just we thank you. We thank you for all the truth that you've been putting out there, and we just want to give you all the glory and thank y'all for having you as our dear shepherd. We couldn't be here without you all. We thank you, Father, and we thank you, our dear shepherd. We love you.
Lord of the kingdom, I will say what I need from y'all, keep praying for me. Because this warfare, as we go along, it's getting heavy. It's getting really, truly heavy. I mean, when people have been this for a long time, man, they're getting taken out.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. No. Well, multiplies by dividing. Yes, sir.
There you go. Well, you know, family, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there, but you know, y'all damn wicked-ass government y'all got up there. We're hoping that we can get across the border without having some damn snake venom and monkey pus shot up in us. Mm.
Yes, sir. We'll have to come up privately.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know what we need to start doing? I know how to get there. You know how I know? You want me to tell you how to get there?
Yes, sir.
We need to be asking y'all to transform us and put us in that geographical location just like he was doing the apostles.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, yes, sir. We just.
And they ended up at the front door.
It's
the problem, man. Come on.
It's a transformation of the mind. Yes, sir. It's a transformation of the mind that every time someone gets sick, they think of the doctor. Every time something happens, they go somewhere else. We got to keep turning to the Most High at all times.
You know, they're right. I need to tell them to put me in the spirit, all of us up there, so we can visit every year that way.
I'm with you, Pastor. Yes. We got to get those.
Hey, bro, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I sent you a couple of pictures of this year's Passover picture you had to clean up. It's not the same as it used to be. I don't know what happened. I mean, the picture's small. The quality is not as great. You have to put your finger to it, your hand to it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to look at that. Maybe we'll speak with Sister Zakina on getting the file.
You the file by email.
Yes, sir. I actually saw that, and it's pretty tiny. So there's something that's stuck in that camera that we need to pull out.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you this. I ain't got time for incompetence. Anytime that we know that we're getting ready to do something like a major feast like this, somebody should be there 2 or 3 days aforetime taking pictures of every dang thing, going back and checking in their computer to see how the camera's operating. Not waiting till the damn day of. That's what they do around here. They wait till everything the day of, then they want to pull all this shit out their ass, thinking they're going to get it. Then when it goes wrong, then they wonder why Pastor Dow hollering, screaming.
I understand. Maybe we'll have a backup camera, but hear what you're saying. Yeah, we need the two cameras or something. Yes, sir. Backup.
We got two of them. We got two of them.
People need to learn the equipment pre-combat check.
And they also need to get their ass up there and go check it out and take snapshots and then do it. Use the equipment before getting up there.
I'm with you. Absolutely. Well, I guess that's the open rebuke that's out there.
you know, Pastor. All right, bless you, my brother.
Love you, Shepherd. I need to connect with you with much other...
Sister Carla.
Oh, yes, Sister Carla. She's all baptized. We post a video up there for Shepherd. So we have another one that's been... we had a good killing.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to check it out. Well, okay. And hey, give me a couple of days, because I feel tomorrow's going to probably be about 250, 300 people still here in the meeting.
Wow. Now, what was your grand total? You had over 850, Shepherd?
Probably about 864.
Woo! Glory to King. Wow, there's the addition.
Yeah, hey, believe me, when you see that picture, you'll see the difference from Tabernacle.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll have to do some morphing to show the growth in the last 10 years. Yes, sir. Well, bless you, our dear shepherd, and thank you for opening up the call. And we love you dearly, and we love our dear family.
Hallelujah. It's good to hear you, boys. Appreciate everything y'all do. Stay strong. Stay the course. Hallelujah.
You got it.
Bless
Hallelujah.
You, Pastor. Bless you, everybody.
Bless you, my lovely sister. Bros Deep, Sister Wenda, brother in Canada. Got a new one coming in. I mean, everybody seems to be doing... Hey, where's the little crappy kid? I mean, everybody seems to be doing well. So what's Satan going to do? The one thing, you ever notice that Joel Osteen and them don't ever talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit?
Sure don't.
See what I mean? And marvel not that Satan himself, including his ministers, is transformed into an angel of light. I cannot understand how you going to set up there and be a man of Yahshua. That's what you claim to be, right? But you going to be hugged up over here to this damn devil. This reason, too. Huh? Let me pick back up. I told y'all, if y'all want to get in the call with you, I see a bunch of people listening by way of cell phones, but you need to press number one. Press number one. After you get in the call with you, it will bring up a shield with a question mark. Let me know that you want to talk. We'll get to you, Texas, here in a little bit. You call us. You're here on this side, all right? So we'll check you out. So what we call? Ephesians chapter 5. Start at verse 16. You damn devils. Did you see that stuff? You see that nasty stuff?
Real nasty.
Go ahead and read.
Let no man deceive you with vain woman.
You cannot get no better than this, isn't it right? Do not let any man deceive you with vain words.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because of these things.
Because of what? These things. You know, people deceive you with vain words. Come on.
Comes the wrath of Yah.
Oh, oh, oh. For because of these things.
Vain words.
Vain words. Somebody deceiving you. Now the wrath of Yah is coming what?
Upon the children.
Of what?
Of disobedience.
You see that? Did you see that? You don't even understand that even when you're sitting there listening to a Jack League, that you are already positioning yourself for the wrath of Yah to come upon you in his judgment. Read.
Do not, therefore, be partakers with them.
Yeah. Don't take no pictures with them. I mean, don't, the Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means correct them, admonish them, rebuke them.
Come on.
Not someone to take down pictures with them.
Come on.
Grandstand. Come on with it.
Come on. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Master. Walk as children of light.
Y'all remember when we was walking in darkness?
Yeah, oh yes.
Yeah, man, it's true, man. But now we're in the light. Now we hate the thing.
It was dark.
We hate it. Come on.
Walk. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness.
We'll go back to the previous verse.
For you were sometimes darkness.
And wasn't it us? Every single one of us? Were we not sometimes darkness, free?
But now are you light in the Master.
You hear that? Our light is in Yahshua.
Come on.
Come on.
Walk as children of light.
That's how we're supposed to be doing. Yahshua was a friend. Look at this. A publican and sinners, but he wasn't no friend of no damn devil worshipers. Read.
Well, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness.
Oh, we can get started now. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all good righteousness
and in truth. Come on, prove me. What is acceptable unto the master? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness.
I'm already quoting it, but we ain't got there. Isn't there something? Read.
But rather, reprove them.
Rather do what?
Reprove them.
Come on.
For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light.
Y'all hear that? So that means we're the light when we're telling all these damn boogers. We're manifesting their butt to make sure that you can't be deceived.
Come on.
But then your sorry parents get all mad and upset. Listen to how he talks. Listen to the way he say things. Oh, but they love this some Joel Osteen. Woo-wee. Not only do they love Joel Osteen, but you know what? They love his friends, too. Not knowing that that's a devil. Talk up, Ranger. Go ahead, let everybody hear.
It reminds me of that excerpt that you use all the time on your videos when you're talking about come out of there, my people.
Right.
And you said, how do you know if you have fellowship with any of these people who worship on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Just actually breaking it down.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Get away from straight up. This is crazy.
Hallelujah. This is all changing because souls at stake here.
Yeah.
Read.
For whatsoever does make manifest.
Oh, like the woman. So what takes the light to manifest the darkness?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever does make manifest, whatever does bring it to the forefront so you can clearly see it.
Come on.
What do you say?
Is light.
There you go.
Come on.
Keep reading.
Wherefore, he saith.
What is that?
Wake thou, wake you that sleepest, rise from the dead, and Christ, Messiah, shall give you life.
But we don't know nothing.
Hallelujah.
We don't know nothing. We don't know anything. Oh, nothing. Oh, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Start the first verse so we get context. We're going to move on after this, but we got to hit this.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry.
See what we in? We have this ministry.
Yes, sir.
This ministry that y'all gave us.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
As we have received mercy.
I help. You.
Absolutely.
You got this. I received mercy.
Yes,
come on.
Yeah.
We faint not.
And we're not going to get tired. We're not going to get weary. We're not going to fall down. We're not going back.
Mm.
We ain't fainting. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
No, we ain't. We're not. Read on.
But have renounced.
You hear that? That's the problem. That's the secret problem we're having today. A lot of people are coming playing Israelite, but they still have not renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Amen.
You still have a love affair with that stuff. And you think that we don't see it. Y'all forget that we used to be sinners walking in it. There is a certain character and nature that follows everybody in everything that you do.
Right,
y'all ain't never seen nobody who commits adultery, be it in their heart or their mind, mm-hmm. or they do it for real.
Mm-hmm.
They could be among you and stuff. Work could be going for a man, and they always like this. And their eyes always, they always look like Cheech and Chong.
Oh.
You could be sitting out there fellowship, but and they always look like having eyes full of adultery. You mean to tell me y'all don't know what adulterous eyes look like?
Yeah.
Look at the devil and the damn devil is alive.
Come on.
There are certain character traits.
Come on.
That when you are in sin.
Come on.
That you cannot help but to manifest.
Come on. Bring it out.
Didn't the Bible say, for we are not ignorant of the devil's devices?
No, sir. Come on.
And then y'all wonder, well, every time I get around pastors, I get around these brothers, man, I feel. You may have tried to transform your heart by giving forth words and stuff, but I tell you what, you ain't transformed your mind. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. How many people you pay attention to DJ? You can see him sitting on that front row, boy, and he just struggling. Peter having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. I tell you, man, I didn't watch this stuff. I said, well, look at him. Preach, throw a line out there, try to save him. Don't even want to hear. Trying our best. Throw a lifeline out there. See, sometimes when you're throwing a lifeline out there, it's kind of like when you're going fishing.
Come on.
When you go fishing, you have different lures.
Come on.
In the tackle box. And you're hoping to catch the fish.
Come on.
And a lot of times, you're presenting the lure to the fish, hoping that the fish would bite.
Come on.
Now, you know that the fish is hungry.
Come on.
Because they're still there. They're in the same old fishing hole. You go to the hole, you go fishing. But if they know once they hit that line, when they hit that lure, they're caught. So they will rather sit back and starve than to actually get lured in and bought into the boat. Why? So they can be free to roam around. Read, Chief.
Not walking in craftiness.
See, you ain't gonna step and tell me that I'm walking in craftiness, deceitful, or guile.
Come on.
I'm literally an open book. People know where I'm going. They know where I'm at. They know what I'm doing. They don't. I'm a person that no matter where I go and no matter what I'm doing, if you can't get in touch with me, my side can. I ain't got no hiding place. You know, one thing to keep us straight, accountability. I ain't got no girlfriend up in Cookville on the side. I'm going shopping, but I'm going to stop by Miss Honeymoon place. And besides that, I'm sure somebody's got a damn tracking device on my phone. You can do every damn thing with these phones today, man. But if you walk in clean and stuff, you ain't got to worry about it.
Wait.
You got to worry about it. Read on.
No, handling the word of Yah deceitfully.
There we go again. So what's Joel's team doing? What's CD Jakes doing? They're handling the word of Yah deceitfully. Come on.
But by manifestation of the truth.
Oh, yeah? You what these little sorry-ass Hebrew camps do. Y'all go out there and make a video so-called reproving me about something. Don't tell me that they're going to make a video. Won't even, not the one who picked up the phone and called me out. Don't tell me you can't get in touch with me. That number's back here all damn time.
Sneak this.
Yeah, sneak this. And you always get an answer. This damn straight way, I'm telling you, that straight up. We ain't like y'all. Read.
But by manifestation of the truth.
That's what we do. Everything we do is by manifestation of the truth. We're not handling the word of God deceitfully. Because everybody can hear. From the least to the greatest. All of you out there, that can hear. That you can hear every single thing we're saying. Every Sabbath, every time the door is open. Come on.
Commending ourselves to every man's conscience.
Come on.
In the sight of Yah.
Read.
But if our gospel, it is.
Now, that means message. Because there's only one message. That's his message. And if you can't hear me, Yahshua already said, if they don't receive you, they don't receive me. If they can't hear you, then they don't hear me. Well, he got to hear you. You better be hearing him. His voice is a hell of a lot different than Joel Osteen is sitting up here hobnobbing and rubbing up against this damn devil worshiper, a known satanic devil worshiper. When you people going to get it? that he thinks, not only Joel Osteen, I know that y'all not deceived by Joel Osteen, but you're deceived by your mom and daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're deceived by your mama, your grandmama, your family, who say that they love you, but they can't love the king. Uh-oh, I'm a star or something now here.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sister ask me, Pastor, what I do about my mama? What's wrong with your mama?
Yeah.
Well, I talk to her all the time about Jesus. She don't want to hear it. I said, so why are you cast your pearl for swine?
Mm.
Oh, I love my mama. You don't love your mama no more than I do or anybody else does. Everybody love mama. Don't give me that mess. By the way, sister, you married? Yes. Why don't you focus on your husband? Stop what you got for a second. Go to Psalms 45, verse 10. What are you talking about? There's no mop crackling. And see, this right here, this is foolishness. Because y'all talking about foolishness of preaching, right? I'm not trying to be polished up in here. I am who I am. That's what it is. Everybody else has a different vein. Read Psalm 45, verse 10.
Hearken, old daughter.
Somebody in trouble. Hold on. Sister, you that I talked to again. Don't you hear this again? Hearken, my daughter, and consider what?
And incline your ear.
That means you bend it down and listen real good.
Forget also your own people.
Oh, wait a minute. Back down. Shut up. This was written 6 years before I was even a wet spot. So we got some work to do here just for a few minutes. Go ahead. Tell me what verse you're in. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Yes, where I'm at.
Is it not sad? So, Right after we had this wonderful feast, and if you notice, you pull it up on Facebook. As a matter of fact, you can go on Facebook. You ain't trying to pull it up. It's there. You go on YouTube. It's all in the news. It's all in the news. Who gives a damn about this damn devil? Somebody got to go to the pit. Anyway, I told y'all, you need to reconcile this in yourself. And what you need to reconcile is that two-thirds of the people are going to be cut off. You need to get clear with that. And when you get clear with that, you'll be all right. You'll start thinking about, like, the king. Hey, they just slayed it for death. Circle some of you. When you are washed, you're cleansed, you're sanctified. What in the world is wrong with that? Y'all good. Is Lion's Den coming on tonight?
I'm not hurt.
Dang, y'all let us know if Lion's Den coming on tonight. All right? Let's go to the phone call. Man, we had such a wonderful feast and still having a wonderful time.
Still
having a wonderful time here.
I love being around y'all.
Y'all missing it. For those of you who kicked the traces early, y'all missing it.
So is.
More us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we'll get rest when it's over. Call number 713-713. Brother Van, Texas. It's Pastor Dow. Hey, listen, y'all. When y'all come on this line, put your mouth real close. Close as you can get it to the phone and speak loud and speak clear, okay? So we can hear you. Get away from the computer. We need to be able to hear you carry on the conversation because you may say something that somebody else may want to ask or may need to hear. Let's rock with that, okay? So Brother Van in Texas. Pastor Dow, you're on the Serve Your Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Van in Texas? Come on with it.
I'm here. Hello.
Come on, bro. We got you.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, man. I was trying to get with the delay. Hey, first and foremost, let me say, hallelujah, praise Yah, glory to the King.
Glory.
Yes, and the reason why I'm saying that is because of, man, me, my wife, my son, and my daughter in our home, we did Passover with y'all, man, and I'm going to tell you what, it's a beautiful thing, me and my wife. My son and my daughter, we all washed each other's feet. Man, we praised Yah. We got down on our knees and prayed, brother. It was a blessing. It was a beautiful thing, and I thank Yah for allowing me to be connected with y'all and to be able to do this. Thank you, Pastor.
Glory. We thank the Father for you, man. Maybe y'all since y'all couldn't make it, but man, you're still keeping the faith.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna try. We're gonna try to do our best. Me and my wife, we have been, you know, just getting things ready for Tabernacle. We're going to try to make it to Tabernacle, trying to get tents and get that. We got tents ready. We've got our cots here. We're excited, brother. We're really excited, Pastor.
Man, I can tell you one thing. It's one thing to have a feast of unleavened bread in the Passover. Tabernacles, it's a feast, but it's a whole total different feast than Passover and Tabernacle. I mean, it's just, man.
That's something else, sir.
Yeah, it is something else.
I'll just pour it out.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself ready, because each one of them have a meaning, a certain meaning,
yes,
and a certain effect.
And yes, sir, and that's one thing. We're going to do our best. I'm going to do the best to make sure the head of my home that I understand that, and then I pass that on to my Shai and my son and my daughter, so they can carry that on too as well.
The best thing I can do is go back and look at those messages that Brother Teacher Eric Robinson. He does some damn good teachers teaching us.
Yes, he does.
And then go look at some of these services that we've had during those times. It'll teach you everything you need. I usually talk probably a month or two before we actually get to the feast to inform the people what the world is really going on while we're here. Man, you got a plethora of knowledge there on YouTube. You can you can totally immerse yourself.
Yes, sir.
I'm not claiming that I do know it, but I have been watching Teacher Eric. I have been watching many of your past YouTube videos that you put up. So I have followed you for a little while. So I got a little bit of knowledge. Not saying I have it all, because I trust me, my mind is open to it, to what I need to understand. So yes, sir.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Thank you. Hey, one other thing, if you don't mind, I just want to say bless you, bless your household, bless your household, bless you, Teacher Shane, and thank you just for allowing us to be able to look upon you and to hear you, to have you playing in my living room, to be able to fellowship with the other saints here in Houston, and to have Shabbat, you know, to do Shabbat in the house. Just thank you, Pastor Dow, for allowing us to be able to look at a true Jeremiah 3:15.
Appreciate my brother, but all praise to the Most High Yah. He's the one to make it possible, man. All we do is obey him. Hallelujah.
Yes sir. Hallelujah.
Love you, my brother.
Bless you.
Shabbat shalom. Woo! That's, again, Monkey Babson sent another 200.
Wow.
But I tell you what, you know, they didn't even come to the feast and end up getting blessed by it. Huh?
True
power. We had people that didn't come to the feast, like I said before, they got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. That's amazing.
You
got a
lady, she's
fly here from Hawaii. Got filled with
the
Holy Spirit.
Oh, that brother came from Hawaii, did?
Principalities and got filled with the Holy Spirit. Right, y'all. Walking with a whole new
language. A whole perspective. Whole everything. Man.
Transformed.
I tell you, that Shabbat service was just, it was just.
Yeah, He changed. Flew all the way here from Hawaii.
Ah!
Hallelujah. Changed.
Yeah, that's a matter of fact. Yeah, we did. We had somebody come from all the way to Hawaii. It's a long flight.
Yes.
Man, it's a long flight. It's a long flight just from Hawaii to California.
Man, he flew from Hawaii to Virginia and then drove from Virginia down here.
Mm. What do you do that for?
I don't know. That's
another 11, 12 hours,
he
right?
He around the brothers.
Oh, he wanted to be around the brothers around as much as possible.
Brother Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
Bless
you, Brother Marlon. I understand the zeal, man.
Yeah.
Only one problem. When I came in this thing, man, them fools, they were fleeing from me left and right. Everybody. All my so-called buddies and everybody, man. Oh, they never was. Never was, man. They was just, I remember I go to the mess hall, dining hall, at lunchtime. I would eat lunch there sometime. I used to have a big old tape, man, everybody around, man. Man, I was eating alone. I didn't mind. I was with Jesus. I would have a good old time. Had my Bible out. I was good to go. I had chaplains running. And I was just a little old whippersnapper. In the word, I didn't probably know that much. Had them running. And the empire on the run. Mm. No.
Hallelujah.
I truly did.
I thank God that you're good at your job.
Well, hallelujah. Thank you. I tell you, one reason why I'm good at it because of all the prayers that hold me up and help sustain me. That, I can tell you the truth.
Keep on praying.
Hallelujah. That is a fact. Let's go to California. Call number 661-661. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. I can help you there in California. California going once.
Hello?
How you doing?
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing, Pastor Dow? This is Courtney Hawthorne. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, my brother. How can I help you?
Awesome, man. I honestly, well, two things. One, I just want to say thank you for your messages. Thank you for everything that you have been just teaching and saying. And I've just been listening to you, me and my wife, for the past, I say, almost 2 years. And then actually started in 2020. And then so I want to say thank you very much for that. And then lastly, I want to give a testimony. And it's because of your teachings, partly because of, I won't say in a big, huge part because of what you teach. And so just very, very briefly, all 2020, I was put on my heart to pray, fast, and meditate. And I did that. And so around August, me and my wife listening to you, we was like, we need to get our own homestead. We need to get out of the city. We need to go. And it was just put on my heart not to pay rent. And I'm all like, not to pay rent? So I'm talking to my wife because I'm like, I always pay rent. You know, one thing happens, you always pay rent. Have anybody ever been evicted before? You always pay rent. And so so it was put on my heart not to pay rent. So I told him, I talked to my wife about it. She was cool with it. And so what ended up happening, that money that I didn't use to pay rent for that month, I ended up, we ended up going hiking, and we ended up putting a down payment on a 10-acre land for $1,000. And then we was like, okay, the next month come up, don't pay rent again. I'm like, man, I could really pay rent, but not to pay rent. I'm like, okay. So that money I did not use to pay rent, we ended up getting a truck that we needed to move everything out. Can you hear me right now? Are you still good?
We good, brother. We got you. We listening.
Okay. And so I'm like, man, everything working out. I'm like, okay. And then so third month come by. Now you're talking about, say, October. And I'm like, man, I'm like, my wife's name is Deja. I'm like, Deja, I don't know. Put on my heart again not to pay rent. And she was like, it's cool. And so as I'm like, okay. And at this point, this is why I feel that, brothers, you need a real good helpmate. Because I started to be like, ah. And then she said, Courtney, if it's put on your heart not to pay rent, I trust you. You're the head. Let's go for it. I'm like, all right, well, we trust the Most High Yah, so we like, we ain't going to pay rent then. And so we didn't pay rent. And that money that was used that didn't pay rent was used to help move every single thing out of our apartment at the time so that we can move to the to our land. And so we've been out here, we've been out in the land. So we have a 10-acre land with like a mountainside. And we have a 2.5 acre that we're staying on right now, that we're both paying on. And by November of this year, we'll have full possession ownership of those two lands. And we've been out here in a tent since November 29th of 2020, dead winter. and we loving it, man. And we loving it. We're doing it. I mean, you know, got their ups and downs. But overall, we love it. We happy we made the move. Our parents and friends hate us for it and, you know, don't understand. But out here in the 10x12 tent, my daughter is super happy. I'm super happy. My wife's super happy. And I just want to really tell you thank you to you and your ministry for everything that you have, you know, that you've been teaching.
Hallelujah. And as quick as you can, try to make sure if you get that land paid off or something, you make sure you put get some type of hard shelter out there if you don't have any building skills, be a little camper trailer, whatever it is. California weather's a hell of a lot more tolerable in the winter than out here in the East Coast. I can promise you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true, because it'd be summer most of the year anyway.
Yeah. So continue to keep growing, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, man. Thank you so much for, again, everything. And,
Appreciate
you ever in Southern California, come visit us.
Man, please don't curse me like that. I ain't trying to go to Southern California. I stand that shithole.
Hey, I know. I hear you on your messages. You cannot stand California.
And a damn thing for me in California. What was for me in California is now living in Tennessee.
All right. Oh, man. Thank you very much. Y'all have a very good day, man.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Bro, man, so I want y'all to stand by. I want everybody to say, I want y'all to see something, okay? You remember I always talk about people who speak about Pastor Dow or who watch Pastor Dow, but they never, ever, ever, they don't ever mention my name. They just try to do what all they can do. You can tell they're not with us because you'll see later on in the video. But at the same time, I don't even want to spoil it. I just want y'all to listen. Brother Juan in Michigan came across this for me, okay? I want everybody to check this out, all right? Y'all listen to this. Everybody listening? Watch it. Thank you.
about to head out to the land. Today, we are going to be digging up some holes. We're going to put these bad boys down in them, and then the things that are coming from it, and hopefully we're going to find it. See you out there. Why wouldn't anyone want to live in a quiet and peaceful place like this? Why wouldn't anyone want to get their spirits right so they can be around saints, believers of life, precious faith, day in and day out? We all full well know, especially my lifestyle, I've been speaking of it for myself, that everything that we're doing right now, is actually for the generation coming behind us so that they'll be in the position to take care of the next generation. This is a total labor of love that is unselfish. It's not about me, myself, and I. We're not self-centered, self-focused, and self-absorbed. Hey, man, I tell you, I've been in this thing full steam ahead and been running for my life ever since. I can remember I can see pictures when I was young, now I'm old. I'm getting older. And I can't understand how they can catch this. But look how good and how blessed it is.
Feel what I'm saying? Isn't that beautiful?
Let's go, Brother Mitch in Georgia here. Brother Mitch in Georgia, call number 706. Brother Mitch in Georgia, 706. It's pastored out. And you get Leviticus chapter 20, all right? You're on the Straight With Truth radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Bless you, Pastor Dow.
Mitch, how you doing, my brother?
I'm blessed, and I give you all the glory. Just want to call in and say thank you to the Most High, y'all. Thank you, Pastor Dow, Pastor Corey, Elder Rufus, for all that y'all do. Thank all the saints, and I want to shout out Brother Gideon and Deacon Bell and just say thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Bless y'all.
Bless it, Mitch.
Man, Brother Mitch, it's an honor. It's a true honor, my brother. To be able to
hallelujah,
know your brother, stay faithful, stay the course, stay true, all right?
Yes, Shepherd. Bless y'all.
I mean, I know you can do that, man. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes.
All right, my brother, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I call Leviticus 20, right? I'm trying to figure out where I exactly wanted to go. I think it's 26, but we'll see. No. Here it is. Start at verse 22. And we'll read to verse 26. Leviticus 20, verse 22 through 26. Let's hear the word of the Most High Yah, who is righteous, beautiful, wonderful, and everything that we have ever thought of, that we ever needed and want in this life and eternity. The breathe. Nemesha, word of the Most High God. Come on with it.
You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments.
Tell me, who does not hear that as an Israelite, and it does not make your heart just rest in him, though? You know what I mean? It's like, yes, Father, yes, yes, my Creator, yes. Come on.
And do them.
And do what?
Do them.
And do them. Come on.
That the land, whither I bring you to dwell therein,
will
speed you not out.
Yeah, come on.
And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation.
Oh, isn't that amazing? And you shall not what?
Walk.
In the what?
In the manners of the nation.
Y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? Don't do out their customs. Don't do out their traditions, their philosophies. Nothing like them. Now, don't get me wrong. You breathe the same air. You probably eat the same food, grow the same crops. So we put the difference between the holy and profane. If you understand what I mean. He's not telling you, like, dang, if they drive a Toyota, man, a Toyota's an abomination. He ain't saying that. What verse?
Verse 23.
Come on.
Which I cast out before you.
So he takes the nations and he casts them out before us, right? He did that back then, right? How's he doing it today? Well, when he tells them, go to 2 Corinthians 6:17. So when he tells you this in one area, he's telling you this in another area, but it's the same message and it don't ever change. It don't. All the apostles did was echo the sentiments of Moses and the prophets. Read.
Wherefore?
Do what?
Come out from among them.
And do what?
And be you separate.
Say who?
Said Yah.
Go to Revelation 18, verse 4. It's the same message. I don't care where you go. It's the same thing. We're trying to change it because what we done, we done had this experience on this side. And this is why I keep talking about we got the residue of this hell upon us. Because we have this attitude, whatever was it for them then, it ain't the same now. He don't change. It's the same. Revelation 18, verse 4 reads.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying.
What did it say?
Come out of her, my people.
See, it don't change. It don't change. Yeah, it just simply don't change. And do what?
That you be not partaker of her sin.
Now they're trying to set up, the Most High is trying to save us from idolatry. Read.
And that you receive not of her plague.
That's why I keep talking about this thing coming. It could be a plague. It could be a plague. Plague, damn it. It could be a plague. Damn it. Let's go back to Leviticus 20. every time Israel came out of captivity, did our Most High Yah always have them together?
He sure did.
I don't understand how people in all these religions, all these camps, all these philosophies, every single one, if they read the book, they read the Bible, believe it, how do you miss it? That's what I'm saying. How do you miss it? You're reading the same word. You know how to quote scripture? Come on.
And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation.
Read.
Which I cast out before you.
Uh-huh.
For they have committed all these things. And therefore I abhor them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land.
You hear that? Whatever they got, it's ours. Remember, Yah already told you, he said the earth is Yah's and the fullness thereof.
Mm.
Period. Woman. All this real estate indeed has been leased over to Satan for a short period of time. It's all coming back to the original owner. And then we're going to have for a short period of time. And because Yah has been defiled, he got destroyed his whole entire thing. Sometimes I lay in my bed at night and try my best to fathom living through the, you know, the millennial reign. And then after this, imagine that this earth that has so much history is no more. And the Most High is going to make a new one.
You
understand me? I can only go so far in my mind. Because he clearly said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, nor even perceived, nor has it ever even entered into the heart of man what Yah has prepared for them that love him. And you gonna tell me I'm gonna trade 60, 70, 80 years of this bullshit for what he has planned for us? You got to be, you know, a fool. There's an old saying in the world, a fool and his money is soon parted. You ever heard it before? Yeah, a fool and his money, soon parted. Ah, not for us kingdom-minded people. I do. I think about the kingdom all the time, all the time. Maybe you do that, you won't get distracted by marijuana, Blake. The reason why you want marijuana so damn bad because you ain't got the Holy Spirit. You know how I know that? Because I had a brother who used to be here over 20-something years ago. He used to be a crack addict. A crack addict. He got the Holy Spirit. All he would do was just pray. Pray for him. Because he was so used to crack. He got to loving that anointing. He just wanted to just go pray to get it fixed. Just to feel the anointing. You remember him teach?
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he died on
land,
didn't he?
No. That's where I went. I'm talking about S.H. Stanley Harris. You're talking about Wynn.
Yeah, I'm talking about Wynn. He was almost second
case
as well.
Yeah. That's a change. Oh, it's a big time change. And I'm telling you what, I know crack is a hell of a drug over marijuana any day.
Mm-hmm.
That I can promise you. So don't sit up and act like I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. No, I ain't never done marijuana. No, I've never done crack. But I ain't got to, look, if I can sit back and look at the results of something, and clearly see, I don't have to experience it to know what's real and what ain't. Now, dang.
It's emphatic proof that it's not a preference.
You got that right. You better believe it. You better. Yes, sir. Because you think about that. Do I believe fire or what? Let somebody else get their ass burned. I believe it. Because I'll receive a result.
I believe it. I believe it.
Whoa! And you know what? That's what you're talking about, conviction and prayer. That thing, that message, it has really went deep inside Israel. People really, truly, the Most High Yah has been opening up an understanding now amongst Israel. Because, I mean, they're starting to view little aspects of their life. Is this a preference or is it a conviction? It's beautiful. It is beautiful. Man, it is beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Read, teach.
But I unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you.
It's all coming. It's all coming to us. Every bit of it. It's all coming. It's all coming. It's all coming to us. Come on.
A land that floweth with milk and honey.
Read.
And Yahweh your Elohim, which have separated you.
From what?
From other people.
Glory to the King.
Hallelujah.
The word's right, man. The word is just flat out right. Problem is, many of us not willing to make the sacrifice. You know, I mean, let's think about this for a second, all right? So Israel left out of Goshen.
Come on.
From Mizraim. It was adjacent to Mizraim, all right? And he went into the wilderness. Of course, you know, the Most High Yah had apartments, houses, picket fence, homes, water gardens, got a dog on the journey. You know what I mean? No. A lot of times, most of y'all are stripping you of your conveniences to test to see where your damn heart really truly is.
Come on.
Because we had a lot of people with us in the beginning. I mean, were there like 60, 70 people to teach?
Yes, it was.
Man, by the time the testing and trial got done, it was after 1 year.
Yeah.
He cut that thing in less than half.
Mm.
Yeah, cut it in half. Cut it in half. I know by the end of three, it definitely was cut. It was severed.
Mm.
We got down this community one time where we were under 20 people.
Yep.
And we kept staying the course.
Good.
Some of them were so proud, they thought that if they didn't contribute or give their hand or anything, they thought that everything was going under. But the just, I heard somebody say, shall live by faith. I heard a prophet say, but the just shall live by his faith. Huh? Man, I don't even want to hear it. Well, whatever. Whatever. Oklahoma calling on 405. Last call of the night. We're going to call it an early exit. We're going to get to the line. Lines didn't say they were coming on. Can you text him?
I sure will, sir.
See if he's coming on.
I
got it, sir. Yes, sir, you hearing this?
I'm hearing it, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't even know how to call it anymore. I don't.
You know, Pastor, we can look at the result of your faith, and it's an encouragement to us that's following behind you, following behind the steps of faith that you have walked in, knowing that wisdom is justified by his children, by the fruit. And you're going to know a tree by the fruit.
That's it.
And we can look at the fruit and know that you are a good tree. A tree that is planted, a tree that has and will endure the test of time. And so we don't have to reinvent the book. We don't have to reinvent nothing. The template is here. The model is here. The example has been set.
I'm just hoping the only thing y'all can do is after learning from what we done laid down, improve on it.
Hallelujah.
Don't if you can use wisdom, don't go through the same trials and tribulations we went through.
Hallelujah.
If you can use wisdom, make a righteous shortcut.
Oh, that's it.
You understand what I mean?
Hallelujah. A righteous shortcut. Hallelujah.
I'm not telling y'all. Y'all need to go do the same thing we got to do. But the one thing y'all got to do, there's no exemptions. You got to come out. You got to come out of her. Because none is going to be possible until you do. That's when you're going to really, truly find out who's really with y'all. I promise you. Because I'm telling you, before my time is up, I'm going to try to move as many righteous Israelites as I can on y'all's land. For that generation and their children gonna be there. You better come home, damn it. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, bro.
What up?
I wanna finish this broadcast here tonight talking about what a beautiful time that we had with our family. We had such a, you know, I know what it was. We had one meeting in 2020. And 2020 can kiss my ass. I hope we don't ever have to repeat that shit again. And we still defied conventional wisdom in the midst of they saying COVID. 2020. And not one Israelite amongst us died.
Not one.
I ain't gonna say we didn't get touched in the end. Damn, so got touched.
As long as we got a little something.
Hallelujah. You walk through the flame, I'll be there. Walk through the water, I'll be there. You walk through the flame, you'll not be burned. You go through the water, you'll not drown, for I'm with you. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
We'll find out. You're going to find out. You know, something's going to happen in your life, and you're going to find out if he's really truly with you or not. But you ain't going to. You can try to insulate yourself from a test all you want.
Hallelujah.
Ain't going to happen. Mm. You're going through, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell y'all this? Listen. I'm going to try my best to give y'all some wisdom. I want everybody to give me your undivided attention and really, truly listen to me. And listen to me real good. Listen to me really, really good, okay? Listen really good, all right? Everything that happens in your life, everything. Disagreements. Discords. Negative feelings. Negative emotions. Experiences. Both good or bad. Every single one of them are tests.
Yep.
They're tests to see if you're going to trust some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses, but we will depend on the favor and the power of Yahweh Elohim.
Hallelujah.
Most of you don't know how to put yourself in Yah's hand and forget about your own power and your own might. You've been doing it all your damn life. You don't know that. So he brings about a trial, a test, a tribulation to test you, to try you, to see if you're going to pass the test, see if you really truly love him. Can you die to yourself so he can live? Most of you, time after time, same old shit, you fail again and again and again. And you know what? There's an old saying in the world that says, he who slings mud loses ground. You ever heard it before? He who slings mud loses ground. That means if you was to stoop down and reach down and pick up some mud and throw it, guess what you just got finished doing? Making yourself one inch deeper in the shit. You thinking that you're going to put some mud on them, you thinking you're going to be justified in your mudslinging and stuff, and all you're doing is continue to keep losing more ground and burying yourself even deeper. And you know what? Guess what? The same test is going to revisit you again, especially if you're an Israelite. The same trial is going to revisit you again, especially if you're Israel. You ain't getting past it. It's going to come again and again and again and again and again until you die to them wicked-ass emotions, those wicked-ass feelings. Until you learn how to live out the Spirit, die to self, learn how to live out the Yah, and love is love. Psalm 119, 142, love is love. But some of you are so damn hard-headed and so stubborn, you got to keep up. You can't help yourself because that's all you depended on all your life. Am I talking to you?
Preaching.
That's all the hell you depended on. That's all you got in this wicked-ass world. Reteach.
Thy righteousness
is a what?
An everlasting righteousness.
And
thy law
is a what?
Is the truth.
Don't say one book. I'm going to stick with the book. I'm falling on the sword as much as I can every day. I ain't a boy. I'm going to stick with the book.
Thank you.
I'm trying to throw up. No, the Romans call it an olive branch. That's what they call it, right? Listen, I'm trying to throw a lifeline to
it. Come on, bring it out.
So you don't have to turn around and continue to keep repeating the same mistakes again and again. And never learn. And then you get more adamant, so much to the point that the book says, he that
is often reproved, harden his heart, and stiffen his neck,
come on,
shall be cut off without remedy. There will be no solution. There will be nothing, no antidote.
Ooh.
If you keep on doing this,
come on.
That's going to deliver you. It's going to free you. That's going to heal you. There's no more healing balm in Gilead. I pass out. He just talking. He just preaching. I don't know. You tell me what I'm doing. I know one thing for sure. The word is truth. And it's forever settled in heaven. Listen, Israel, we're here for your help, your exhortation. We're here for the purpose of not only perfection here, right now. I told you what my focus is. My focus is the generations and generations. And I'm going to be all, spend all, do all to the very end, along with my brethren who are helpers with me in this work. And when it's all said and done, guess what? We all going to get the same penny. And that's all. When it's all said and done, and I'm going to stand in line like everybody else, and when I hold my hand out, he put that one penny up and glory! I'm going to run. I'm going to shout. I'm going to scream. And then I'm going to walk through those gates. Walking down heaven's road, I'm gonna lay down my halo. My Jesus said he'll walk along with me. Praise Yah, glory, hallelujah. I'm living every day with sunshine all the way. So won't you come along and join me on that heaven's road? Angels walking hand in hand, singing with the angel band. Old folks all are coming along because we're walking down heaven road. Walking down heaven's road. Gonna lay down my halo. My Jesus said he'll walk along with me. Praise Yah, glory, hallelujah. I'm singing every day. Got sunshine in every way. So won't you come along and join me on that Shemayim road. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Glory, 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 glory to the King. Thank God he can deliver us and we ain't going to celebrate no pagan-ass Easter. Hallelujah. Then y'all good. Live thing coming up, all right? Hey, bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow morning, Shabbat Shalom, 11 a.m.
Bless North Carolina.
Central Standard Time.
Hallelujah.
Be there. Be ready, all right? Y'all, actually, let us go through unleavened bread. Today is the day of the first count all the way up to Pentecost, all right? Seven Sabbaths. Glory to the King. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, right, El. Because the King is coming. And boy, is he coming. Come on, teach. Put it on out of here. Hallelujah.